White House identifies 20 Smithsonian exhibits, it says promote race, gender ideology. The White House has identified 20 Smithsonian exhibits that the administration said present history in ideological terms rather than fact. In an August 21 article on its website, the White House outlined the exhibits in question, including those on topics of race, gender, and sexual identity, and even a stop-motion drawing animation that examines the career of physician and former presidential medical advisor Anthony Fauci. This comes just days after an August 19th post on Truth Social, where President Donald Trump announced that he instructed legal experts to review woke installations in museums nationwide. The president said he believes that museums are the last remaining segment of woke, and he wants to address the issue the same way his administration has treated it in colleges and universities. One of the exhibits highlighted by the administration included an Aspects and Assumptions of Whiteness and White Culture in the United States infographic that was produced by the Smithsonian in 2020 to educate visitors on the ways white people and their traditions, attitudes, and ways of life have been normalized. The institution reportedly portrays the nuclear family, work ethic, and intellect as white qualities rooted in racism. Another exhibit from the American History Museum titled Appending 1620 states that the historical claims about the Pilgrims are a myth. Additionally, an exhibit about Benjamin Franklin focused heavily on slavery, pointing viewers to learn more about his electrical experiments and the enslaved people of his household. The National Museum of the American Latino described the Texas Revolution as a massive defense of slavery waged by white Anglo-Saxon settlers against anti-slavery Mexicans fighting for freedom, not a Texan war of independence from Mexico. The display also characterizes the Mexican-American War as the North American invasion, saying many believe it was unprovoked and motivated by pro-slavery politicians. At least one installation, set to feature a painting depicting a transgender Statue of Liberty, has been withdrawn by the artist, according to the White House. This comes just a few weeks after the museum responded to criticism about the removal of Trump from its exhibit on impeached presidents at the National Museum of American History on the National Mall. The Smithsonian said on August 2nd that it wasn't compelled by the president or any government official to remove Trump's two impeachments from the exhibit. We were not asked by any administration or other government official to remove content from the exhibit, the Smithsonian said in a statement. The U.S. Senate acquitted Trump on the charges in both impeachments, which took place during his first term as president. On August 12th, the White House ordered an internal review of some Smithsonian museums and exhibitions to ensure that the public-facing content was aligned with the president's March executive order restoring truth and sanity to American history. As Washington prepares for the nation's 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. In his August 19th comments on the review of museums, Trump pointed specifically to the Washington icon as an example of the issue, saying, "The Smithsonian is out of control, where everything discussed is how horrible our country is, how bad slavery was, and how unaccomplished the downtrodden have been, nothing about success, nothing about brightness, nothing about the future." The president said his administration won't allow the current trajectory to continue, and attorneys will go through the museums to start the exact same process that has been done with colleges and universities, with which he said there has been substantial progress.